Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Stephen Moore is back. Stephen is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 98. He's been joining us since then. And he is a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation. He's also has been a senior advisor to the Trump administration. He's the author of many books, including Trumponomics Inside the America's First Plan, to revive our economy. He's our good friend. Steve, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Good to be with you. I wish you were better circumstances, but we're going to get through this.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we're going to talk about those circumstances in a minute. But in connection with that, in response to that, one of the reasons you're here today is because this is our FedWatch show. I mean, ever since I've been doing my show, since 98, when I've been doing every time the Federal Open Market Committee meets, we do a segment on this, and sometimes, you know, I've been through all kinds of different things with the Fed on the show, but this one isn't the first time the Fed has proacted, but with a cut or whatever before a meeting, but this one seems to be a little different, and even though the Fed's going to announce today, I guess they're going to have their Federal Open Market Committee meeting yesterday and today. They did some stuff over the weekend. What do you think about that?
Well, look, I think the Fed has been consistently behind the curve. We've been in a period when I was worried about deflation in the economy. You saw what happened with the prices of everything from oil to corn to copper. Commodities were falling, and then you had we're just unprecedented times. I mean, you have the 10-year Treasury bill. What's that at now? I think about 0.7% interest. And the 30-year, I think, is at, 1% or something like that. So we've never seen this before. This is uncharted territory. And so there is no inflation in the economy. That's the most important thing for, I think, your listeners to understand. Zero inflation. In fact, if anything, prices have been falling a bit rather than rising.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Fed needs to inject. What's happening right now is there's been a big run on the dollar. When you get an international crisis like this, whether it's the things that you mentioned, Y2K or 9/11 or, other kinds of activities like this, people rush to safety, and the safety in the world is the dollar.
The dollar,
and
the
US dollar.
And so
you've got a big rush on the dollar. And so I think that the Fed has probably done the right thing.
When he says rush on the dollar, you're talking about the dollar is strengthening against other currencies. It's
strengthening
a safe haven.
And that's, by the way, why are people buying 30-year treasury bills at 1% interest rate? Because they want dollars. And a 30-year treasury is paid in dollar-denominated assets.
Right.
I think the Fed has you asked the question, have they blown their wad? I think they have injected a lot of liquidity into the economy, and I think that's been appropriate given the size of this economic challenge ahead. And I think they may have to do more of it.
They also cut rates twice. What's the total that they cut the rates in the last week and a half?
About more than 1 percentage point.
Yeah, exactly. And so the it seems to me that I'm not an economist like you, but I've been watching the Fed a long time. It seems to me that what they did over the last week and a half or so showed it made people feel that they're panicking. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I mean, it's time to panic. I mean, we have an economy right now that is paralyzed.
Yeah.
We have tens of millions of Americans that aren't working now for the next 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks.
Who a month ago thought they were in the halcyon days, right? They thought it was wonderful.
Oh my God, yeah.
Less than a month.
That's the most amazing thing, Jim. I mean, a month ago, You know, we had the 350,000 job report. We had 3.5% inflation. I mean, unemployment, the lowest we had in 50 years. We had the Fed Reserve Board was telling us we're going to 3 to 3.5%.
Steve, before I go to a break, I got to ask you one real quick question to wrap this part up. Does the Fed have any ammunition left?
Yeah, they could do massive amounts of bond buying.
More QE.
And then do more QEs. And they could also, the other issue is right now, the Fed, in my opinion, has to start opening its discount window to small businesses so that they don't go bankrupt. So that they
That would be unprecedented, wouldn't it? That would be unprecedented.
I don't know if it's unprecedented. I think they may have done that once before, but I think it would be a great idea because, look, we've got millions.
The QE has got to get down to Main Street. That's what you're saying. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to come back and we're going to continue this conversation with Stephen Moore after the break. He's a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation and the author of Trumponomics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.